What do you see around you as I speak with you, as I make contact with you now? What is happening around you, please?
Just nothing.
Okay, where are you? Do you know where you are at this moment in time?
France.
You're in France. And what year is it, please?
Don't know. Been here so long.
And who are you? Can you tell me your name?
John.
Your name is John. Okay, are you happy making contact with me, John?
Yeah.
What are you? What nationality are you?
British.
You're British. Are you a soldier?
Yeah.
Okay, and what is your surname, John?
Stewart.
John Stewart. What is the name? Do you have a regiment?
Monmouth.
You're in the Monmouth regiment. Sorry?
Fusiliers.
The Fusiliers. Okay. And what year? What part of France are you in, please, John?
Des Moines.
Say again?
Des Moines.
Parlez-vous français? Do you speak, John? Do you speak French?
No.
Okay. Tell me what is happening at the moment as I make contact with you. Are you engaging in battle as we speak?
No, we're waiting.
You're waiting to go over?
Yeah.
I see. Whereabouts in England or whereabouts in Britain are you from?
Avebury.
Say again?
Avebury.
And do you have an address or where you're actually from, where you live in England?
No, I was born there. Born there.
You were born there. How old are you, John?
21.
You're 21. Are you a happy soul?
Try to be.
What religion are you?
Christian.
You're Christian, okay. When you were back in England, did you go to school?
Sort of.
What was the name of your school?
St. Patrick's.
And whereabouts, what town was this in, please?
Monmouth.
In St. Patrick's in Monmouth, is this correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. What about your parents? Your parents' names?
Mary.
And what about father?
William.
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
No.
I'm going to take you now into battle. Describe to me and tell me what is happening in battle at this moment.
There's loud noises. Can't see a lot. Head down.
I see. Is it smoky and dark?
It just smells.
What does it smell of, please?
Rotting flesh.
Okay, are you happy to make contact with me?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a question now. Where do you pass? Where do you die in this life? Do you make it through this war?
No.
So you actually die in France?
Yes.
Do you have a date when you die?
No. To go, and we went.
Say again?
We were told to go, and we went.
And what? So tell me how you passed, please.
Big bang.
Were you shot, or what was it, a mortar shell?
Mortar.
Okay. Do you know whereabout you are buried, where this body is buried, please?
No.
Okay, John, I'm going to close you down in a very relaxed state. A very peaceful state of mind. A very peaceful state indeed. Jenna, how are you? Right, thank you for coming tonight. Views on possibly living in a past life. Is it possible, do you think?
Definitely.
Why do you say that?
Because I've had a past life before.
Yeah, and what information do you know about that?
I know I was around during the witch trials in 1792.
Really? And you lived amongst those time at those times?
Yes.
Right, well actually, we took you back to a different past life, and we've got information here that you really, really can and should research, okay? You could be absolutely amazed, the information that you could verify with past life regression. Jenna, what's your surname now?
Atkinson.
Atkinson. We took you back to France. Your name was John Stewart.
Okay.
Is this making any sense?
No.
You were aged 21 years. You were fighting the Germans. Your parents' names were Mary and William. You were an only child. You died in France. And you are from the Monmouth Fusiliers.
We visited there about 3 years ago. And I felt an affinity while I was there. Like I knew the place. I could walk round and I knew where I was going.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, that's without being like deja vu, I suppose.
Yeah, I could go down a.
Do you feel like you lived there before? Oh, so you've been there before?
I felt. I just knew it by heart. I could just turn a corner and I'd know exactly where I was going.
Well, this could verify to you anyway. You were born in Avebury. Times were happy. You were a Christian. You attended St. Patrick's School in Monmouth. Now, you must research that, okay, to see if that name exists in that school, if the records are still there, okay? We took you back to a battle, and very unfortunately, you actually died in that battle.
Lovely.
The time, there were loud noises, you could smell rotting flesh, you were keeping your head down. We've actually got the name in France, which I can't pronounce here because I do not speak French, but that's the town, the area where you were possibly buried in a past life. So Jenna A, alias John Stewart, in France during the First World War, this is your past life. Thank you very much indeed.